This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
What's the unique way you met someone? It's 312-946-4995. We just talked to our friend Matt in Schererville for Dear Melissa and Austin. He called the wrong number. And sure enough, that has led to like a friendship, a kinship, if you will, with a nice elderly woman.
I know.
And I think that is the sweetest thing in the world.
Isn't it the cutest?
Yeah.
I love that.
So we want to know what was the unique way you met someone, whether it be a spouse, a friend, anyone else in your life that you have a relationship with.
Sure.
That started on unlikely terms. I've got one. Some of Meredith and I's best friends in the entire world started on the most off chance.
Why?
So we're at church one Sunday morning in the fall, and we're living in California at the time, and I see someone wearing an Ole Miss polo, and I got real excited. Now you're like, Austin, you have no ties to Ole Miss. Yeah, I know. I got excited just because it was someone in Southern California wearing something other than a UCLA or USC polo.
Okay.
I was like, oh, they're from the South. I can probably relate to them because I, grew up in Nashville. And so I made my way over to like work our way into conversation. And I get to talking to this guy. And I was like, so you're an Ole Miss fan? Yeah. From Mississippi. And no joke, from that point on,
yeah,
we were best friends. And the only reason he was wearing that polo was because Ole Miss had beaten Alabama the night before.
Really?
And so if Alabama doesn't beat Ole Miss,
wow,
he doesn't wear that polo to church the next morning, and I don't ever meet him and he ever become my best friend.
Wow, that's fun.
Isn't that wild?
That's really wild.
I think about that often.
Yeah, I guess. That's really cute.
So we want to know, what's the unique way you met someone? For me, it was a guy wearing an Ole Miss polo. For Matt in Schererville, he dialed the wrong number and got to become friends with a nice old woman.
You just never know how you're going to meet people.
You never know. And we want to know your story. 312-946-4995. What was the unique way you met someone? Whether it be a friend, a spouse, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Jason in New Lenox.
What's the unique way that you met somebody?
Good morning, Melissa and Austin. Great talk to you guys. So basically the same way as Matt. I'm going through a rough time right now in my life. I'm going through a divorce.
Sorry.
Hopefully things work out in the end. So I went looking at a townhouse with my realtor, and the person who was selling the house was still there. She's like, I'm going to step out and you guys can take a look around. And I asked my realtor, I'm like, that usually doesn't happen, right? That the person who's selling the house is still there.
Right. Right.
And she's like, yeah, no. So we left, and I went to look at another place with her, which I didn't care for. So after I left the second place, I went back to the house we went at the first time. And since she was there, I knocked on her door. I'm like, look, I really love your townhouse. My daughter goes to school right down the street. It's a perfect location. I'm going through a rough time. I'm going through a divorce, and I would really like to purchase your place at some point. And she's like, oh, come on in. We talked for like 2.5 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah, she told me her life story. She's like, oh, I've been divorced for 14 years, and, you know, I have 6 kids, and they've grown up to be, I mean, she raised them great. There's a nurse, a lawyer.
Oh, my gosh.
A Marine, a state trooper.
Wow.
And she's one of 19.
19? What?
Yeah. I got her whole life story, and she's like, you know what? Whenever this is final, she's like, I promise I will save you this house. And, you know, I've been reaching out to her when I'm having a bad day, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, is there something happening there?
Yeah, I'm only 44 and she's about 75, so.
Okay, that doesn't mean you don't want something to happen.
Jason, I mean, this whole time I'm thinking like you two are like hitting it off romantically.
I did too.
No. I mean, you know, she did offer. She's like, you know what? Bring your daughter by any time, and I'll cook for you guys.
Yeah.
And
I was wondering how she had 6 kids. I was like, there's no way she has 6 kids, and she sounds the same age as you.
Yeah, no. She's older, but very sweet. And, I mean, I talk to her when I'm in a dark place again. And,
oh, really?
You know, you, man.
Part of my support, and she's like, I'll promise I'll save the house for you whenever you're ready. And
oh my gosh.
Thank you for calling and sharing that story. That's incredible, dude.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, and you guys have a great day.
You too,
yeah, you
man.
Too.
Marcella in Plainfield.
What's the unique way that you met someone?
So I met my now fiance I was in a sales event in Orlando, and we went to this restaurant, and he was the guy making guacamole for us.
Oh, no way.
Stop.
That is so funny.
The way to a woman's heart is through her stomach, without question.
And he, you know, he asked me, I was sitting with a bunch of group, and he was like, you know, can I get your phone number? And I was like, absolutely not.
Oh.
And he, I was like, he lived there. I live in Chicago. So it's like, no, I'm not doing the long distance thing. Well, he was so smart that he actually came by and on the receipt had put his phone number and said, you know, thank you so much, blah, 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 whatever. So I texted him. I was like, you know, I appreciate everything you did. He was fabulous and did a great job with our team. So he wound up then texting me later, and we, you know, started chatting and whatnot. And then a month later, he shows up in Chicago and says,
stop.
Hey, I think I'm in Chicago. Do you want to hang out?
Oh, my gosh.
And he says, I think I'm in Chicago.
And then we hit it off ever since.
Get out of here. How was the guacamole?
Phenomenal. It makes the best guacamole.
The best guacamole. That's important. That's the first question.
Because I would have been like, all right, this guy can't make good guacamole. Right. I don't know.
Exactly.
Is he still in Orlando?
No, he actually moved to Chicago a little over a year ago in February.
This is the cutest story.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing. This is an incredible story. We really do appreciate it. And we're not lying when we say we want to stay in touch with Captain Guac.
All right. I will definitely keep you posted. We're getting married July 25th of this year.
Yes.
So. Yes. Awesome. I want to hear everything.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
It's Melissa and Austin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.